Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
So, I don't think it's a shock to anyone who knows me. Now, I always thought I was focused and determined. You hear other people tell the story, I'm stubborn.
Wait, let me know the story.
You know, I like to believe I've got a little mama mentality. You know, Kobe, Michael.
Come on,
I
mama
like it.
Mentality.
Chet Buchanan. I like to believe that. I was told, then it was like, no, you're just stubborn. Which is like, yeah, both of my parents, my mother and my father, also hard cement head, you know, just total. However, so I will, if things are funky, like I will literally, I told you the Monday, stuff was just off, right?
Stuff was off.
Yeah, well, and we'll get to that in 2 seconds. Also, why Michaela is a witch. That's another... No, it's true. Follow the science. Why Michaela's a witch, coming up in a moment.
A what?
There's your tease. Yeah, both. Whatever. Great. No, wear it with pride.
I do.
You know.
I do it.
I say it with love.
I know.
All day, every day.
Badge of honor, baby.
Yeah. Badge with a B of honor. So the other day, Monday, I knew stuff was kind of just funky. And so I had a little time in the afternoon. I said, you know, I'm taking a nap. And when I wake up, everything's going to be fine. I know that stuff's not right. So maybe I need a little rest. It'll be cool. And I did. I woke up. And I also, once I understand stuff, then I'm like, oh, now I got you. I see what you're made of. I know you bleed. I can kill it. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Then I come in this morning. Michaela goes, I know why Monday was screwed up. I'm like, why? Just because it was the biggest full moon.
Blue supermoon. That happens every 10 years. And it happened Monday night. And the energy was very intense.
And on top of that, what's in the microwave?
Oh, Mercury is in retrograde. Good news, guys. It's out August 28th.
Oh, good.
We only have a few more days left. But if you've been feeling the
week.
Funk, don't worry. You're not alone.
What does your tarot card say? I'm just kidding.
No,
but you have it. She also has those. And then we also learned her Aunt Flo came to visit.
Mm-hmm. Happens on the full moon.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay. I got what you're saying.
So there was an article. Like,
she shows up about.
I was like, she got progressive?
Yeah, she shows up about once a month. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
My girl came to visit.
Her girl came to visit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it started during the full moon on Monday.
Right. So there's this theory on Instagram that if your girlfriend comes to visit you, we all know what we're talking about on a full moon, you're a witch. And I was like, okay, hold on, hocus
witch!
Pocus. I'm into it.
Witch!
Listen, I wouldn't be Sandra Bullock so bad from Practical Magic. I will take that. Oh, wasn't she so cute in that movie?
So, okay, look at me. Do I look like the guy that said, when you look at me, you say, that Chet Buchanan. That's a guy who's seen Practical Magic. You'd say, that's a guy that could quote lines. No. But if you're one of those, and we've all got a little of this in us right now, if you're one of those that's going, all right, it's time to crank up Halloween. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. I had the realization. It didn't. We're giving away the Common Kings tickets, not this Saturday, but next Saturday at Downtown Rocks, and then the Dane Cook at Pearl at the Palms, not this Friday, but next weekend's Labor Day weekend.
I can't even stand it.
And then the weekend after that is football. not this weekend, but next weekend.
Yeah,
Saturday. LSU plays USC.
Mm-hmm.
The kickoff classic sold out at Allegiant Stadium. I'm doing on-field hosting for that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, no, sold 70,000 people at Allegiant, and football starts. It's literally the first game of the college football season.
Now, Chet, do I look like the type of girl who knows what LSU means?
Okay. We have 3 minutes and 39 seconds. I need a quick synopsis of Practical Magic. I'll just get it from the internet. But I'll explain to you how important LSU versus USC at Allegiant Stadium. It's football.
Okay, sure.
It's college.
Sure.
College.
College.
Never mind. Here's Eminem.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
We messed around with this yesterday. I don't know. We don't have a prize right now, so I'm not even going to bother you with it. But just for fun, an exhibition round of the first pick at 702-364-9898. Okay, you ready for this? You've been gifted $20 million. Okay, here's $20 million. You can only spend money on things that start with the first letter of your first name. What are you buying? Now, you only have 15 seconds starting now. Go!
Michaela, machete.
You're buying a machete.
Music.
Good.
Memories.
You can't buy memories, weirdo.
Monograms. Monogram sweater.
Monkeys. You gotta buy monkeys.
I would buy monkeys.
You have to buy monkeys. And you got $20 million. So yeah. You buy a couple of monkeys.
Exactly.
It's fine.
With machetes.
$20 million. You can only monkeys with machetes.
Yeah.
Oh, and if they're smoking cigarettes too, like those ones I saw in the videos.
Like Jungle Cruise?
Yes.
No, like literally like in Malaysia or whatever. I saw somebody, you know, where they're running around on the street stealing your wallet and your food.
Their monkeys smoke cigarettes?
And they smoke cigarettes, yeah.
Oh, they're gangs.
No, that's how they train them.
Chet.
That's how they train them. They get them hooked on smokes.
Nicotine?
Yeah. And then if the monkey goes and steals your wallet and they bring it back to their owner and then they give them the
cigarette. They get a smoke?
Yeah, and the monkey's happy because he gets to smoke.
Oh, my God. Okay. Love that.
So if you honestly, you give me a smoking monkey with a machete, Marlboros, monkeys, machetes. That's good. $20 million. Yeah. You can only spend money on things that start with the first letter of your name. Adrian, go.
Arenas, antelopes.
Buy an arena for $20 million.
Buy
an antelope.
Yeah, you could
buy some antelopes. What else starts with A? I'm not very good at this game.
Apples.
I could buy some apples. So I got arenas that sell apples.
Oh my god,
we're in business, baby.
You're got an arena full of apples and antelopes.
Here's what sucks. I've known this bit was coming since yesterday.
Yeah.
And I actually tried to think this out. 15 seconds. $20 million. Stuff that starts with C. Go. Camaros.
Ooh.
Creme brulee. Cars in general.
Yep.
Car seats to give all the baby mamas.
Ooh.
Aw.
Cake.
Candy.
A lot of cake.
Cake in the Camaro.
And I'm trying to think of, what's something that starts with C?
Candy.
That's worth something. You know what I mean? Isn't there a jewel that starts with C?
Oh, there. Carrot.
Crowns.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah,
crystals?
I want a crown. Yeah, if I got $20 million and I'm, yeah, I want a crown.
Yeah, with crystals in
for
it.
For real. All right, that was stupid. It's just dumb. That's all. We just wanted to play a dumb game. Fine.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
So what do you think? Is there a story that goes along with what's going on? So Adrian showed up, literally came sliding in at the last second, right before the show started.
Uh-huh.
So do you think there's a story, or do you think he just screwed up?
It's literally what we were talking about this morning.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
You know, because that's... But yes or no? Do you think there's a story?
Absolutely.
Story or no story? Are you late for a reason, or did you just...
An unfortunate reason, Chet. Look, I like to live my life.
Are any of them fortunate? Well, wait. Yeah, where they go, you're not leaving yet.
Oh, yeah, that's if we could forgive you.
Because I was like, aren't they all unfortunate? No, they're not. Thank you very much. All right. So what happened, bro? So
I like to live my life efficiently. So I don't carry my wallet. I don't carry my whole keys when I go places. So like today, have my key fob, have my debit card, and I have just the fob. So I don't bring in my whole keys. So this morning, I spent 38 minutes searching for this key fob.
Literally. That's one of the problems too. You look at the clock as you're ready to leave. You look at the clock and you go, awesome, bro. 4:58. And then you look again. And yeah.
I was like, I can make it to Dunkin' Donuts. I could stop to get a drink.
Yes.
But the good thing was, is I got in my car and I saw 5:42. And I was about to text you like, hey, I might be late. But the podcast I was listening to brought up Jason Bourne for some reason. And I was like, hold on. Jason Bourne?
How dare you not listen to 98.5?
Yeah, what's up, dude?
24/7. How dare you?
Autoplay connected to my girl's phone. That's what happened. Sure. Of course, I would always have a preset. All five presets are 98.5 KLU. You see, of course. But I heard Jason Bourne, and I was like, I can make it on time.
What does this have to do with your key fob?
Well, I searched 38 minutes to find it, but I finally found it.
Where was it?
It was somewhere in my room, in the pile of mess. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it got there, but it got there.
There's nothing.
I'm gonna blame my son.
I was going to say, that sounds like your son.
We had some Jedi battles in my room yesterday, and it got, it might have gotten in all the mess of all the clothes and stuff. So,
wow, 30, that's the worst.
30, there's nothing like it. We were talking about this morning. There are a few ways that you'll know your day is ruined by 8:36 a.m.
Well, so the real question is, so do you feel that that's ruined your whole day, or are you good?
No, I feel like I'm good.
It didn't throw you off?
No, I feel better now. I'm here.
I know what Michaela's talking about. There's a thing that says, on average, you have 4 bad days a month, which is 48 days a year. That's a lot, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're a morning person, more can go wrong in the first few hours of a day than can go right. And according to a new deal, the average person knows if their day has been ruined by 8:36.
Oh,
in the morning.
If I lose my keys, and that has happened, the amount of pressure I feel, it will carry me through the rest of the day. I'll still be mad about it.
It's funny. I'm the exact opposite. If stuff like that happens, I go, great, got that out of the way. The rest of the, you can't hurt me now.
Okay. Oh, it's like a protection barrier. You're like already
like if I know,
dealt with it.
If I wake up and I don't feel so good, I can fight my way through it. Like if I can get to the shower, then usually the shower makes me feel better.
Right.
And I fight my way through it.
Good for you.
So that's what we're here for. No matter what's been going on, I know it's only 6:30, but no matter what's going on, it's all going to be better. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
This is the world's changing edition of the Good Feeling Stories of the Day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Not everybody's going to feel great about this, but the world's largest 3D printed neighborhood is about to be completed in Texas.
Do you know that my fiance is absolutely obsessed with 3D printing neighborhoods, like all of the things. I just think it's so fascinating.
Hard for me to wrap my head around it because I look at my copier, in my office.
Okay, this is why we're the same person.
How do we do all that? That's crazy.
I swear to God, we're the same person. I'm like, so we're printing a neighborhood out of a print. It doesn't hit my brain at all.
Yeah, the big thing about it is it's faster, less expensive. I don't like this. It requires fewer workers. We're taking away too many jobs.
I don't like that part.
But the other good part is it minimizes construction material waste. These things are really sturdy. They're not cookie cutter like you'd expect. You sacrifice a little charm. One of the people says it feels like a fortress, kind of gives you the feeling of being like in a cozy cinder block. All right. Here's the project manager of this thing and the homeowner talking about it.
One layer at a time, Vulcan prints a full house. It goes from the front of the slab to the back for one layer. And for these homes in particular, after 10 feet of printing in a few days, you have the wall system for a house.
The concrete floors are very cool, literally the quietness. We're right next to a bypass and you can't hear anything. So it's very quiet.
So yeah. They get storms in Texas. I'm interested. Mm-hmm. Maybe need to learn a little more before I go dive in with both feet. You know what I'm saying?
Same.
And a guy in India is using sugar, cellulose, and corn waste. I don't know what that means.
None of it.
Stalks, whatever, or, you know.
Uh-huh.
Do corns make waste? And does it still look like corn? I'm making a joke.
I hear this.
Yeah, you do.
Deeply.
Yeah. Did I need to go there? Probably not.
Glad you did.
He's using all that stuff to make millions of bags that are like plastic for small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But unlike plastic, these bags decompose, poof, gone.
Oh, wow.
Within 180 days.
Oh, that's cool.
Within 6 months.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Right on.
Right. So, yeah. So a lot of stuff. We'll keep an eye on both of those stories and get you updated as updates warrant. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Immediately to my left, your right as you look at your radio, and to Michaela Gordon's right, two giant boxes of Justice for Reba shirts. We're formulating a plan. Our friend Lindsay Pinnefeld came by and delivered shirts yesterday.
It was so great. You got to check out the social media if you haven't.
With our new best friend, Carson. Sorry.
Okay. At 985KLUC, follow us. You can actually see Carson, too. This little boy came in the studio and fell madly in love with Chet yesterday. I couldn't even stand how sweet it was.
That's not entirely accurate because it was almost kind of like, wait, are we missing part of the story here? Because the kid runs in, Lindsay sets him. How old is Carson?
Carson's three.
He's 3 years old. And she sets him down. He runs to Michaela like it's his mama. And it was
he took to both of you. He literally loved both you. And he took off. Like, I've never seen him he just took off running, and he's never met you before.
I know. It's because I'm an aunt.
Yeah. Like, he full-on sprinted to Michaela, and then they had their moment, and then he went, I guess the round-headed guy's okay, too.
Yeah. And then, you know, he loved
him. No, and then he and I were inseparable.
I know. Oh, God, it was so sweet.
There were a number of people. So we ended up taking a picture in the hallway. There's a giant mural that we did at Toy Drive a few years ago. And it hangs in the hallway. And I took Carson out, and I just, because it looks like me, but it's a cartoon.
Yeah.
And I said, do you know who that is? That's you.
Ugh.
And so we took a picture in front of it. And you have no idea how many people I had reaching out going, you need to have kids. And I'm like,
oh, I saw it yesterday.
No, I don't.
Chet and I have been friends for so long, but I've never seen him in that element. And I was like, oh my God, have a baby.
I'm good with kids.
So cute with kids.
That's why Uncle Chet, I'm Uncle Chet to many. I like kids, especially when you can give them back.
Yeah.
I'm Auntie Lindsay for that reason.
Yeah, man. So we've got, hey, by the way, do you know how many t-shirts we have?
125, and they are in different colors, so they're not all pink.
Oh, they're not?
Oh, I thought they were.
No.
Wait,
we got gray
colors?
Ones in there. Yes.
Oh, for the more masculine energy.
Whatever. Whatever, dude. Real men wear pink.
Yeah, they do.
Real men wear pink.
I'm saying no. I'm wearing a pink one. So we are formulating a plan. We are going against our better judgment. We're thinking about bringing some other people in the building, if you know what I'm saying, because we might need help. And we're thinking about maybe hitting all like four corners of the city, Centennial Hills, you know, somewhere in the Southwest, like Rhodes Ranch-ish, you know, that kind of thing, that, so that kind of deal.
So, board that Carson was writing on is right.
yeah. All of that. The big whiteboard for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown now has. I'll take a picture and show you Carson's
so
artwork.
So cute.
It's good. He and I drew maps and diagrams.
Yeah, you
yesterday.
Guys did.
Mm-hmm. But so we're thinking about going Centennial Hills, Southwest, Henderson, and like over Sunrise Manor ish. You know, yeah. In that, and just to try to cover everybody off. What do you think would be better going? We were thinking about going during lunchtime because Adrian made a really good point. If people want these, they're going to find a way. And
exactly.
So if we go the middle of the day, we were thinking middle of the day after the show, like from 11 to 1. Do we do that or do we do dinner time?
I think. So, like, my thought process would be is, like, the evening. I would think, like, an afternoon. And the only reason why is the thought process of what time she was possibly placed there. So, but, again, it's we want to hit all the vets. So, it's any time works, if you ask me.
Well,
we just need to plaster the area and plaster this town.
Well, and here was my thought, is that what we're going to do is we'll have a stack of flyers. We'll have a stack of T-shirts. And we'll, you know, and we'll hang out for a couple of hours and then we'll just do it until we run out.
Yep.
That was my thought.
And it's important, like the shirts are being provided by the Chet Buchanan Show. Come, they're free, grab a shirt, and let's continue bringing hashtag justice for Reba.
Yeah. So we have the shirts, we have them in hand. The plan is being formulated. Keep listening to the Chet Buchanan Show at this time. And as soon as we get it all sketched out, we're going to have a meeting later on. You know, you can't do anything in corporate America in 2024 without having a meeting. So today, I believe, is the meeting about having a meeting.
Right.
That's the one. And then we'll have the actual meeting after three other meetings about having the meeting.
Exactly.
You know how that goes. We all know how that goes. But yeah, we'll have news coming up very soon. Hey, you want to play a game?
Let's do it.
All right, let's play a game. I want to play the one-word movie clue game. So I'm going to give you one word. Then we'll wait a couple of seconds.
Ooh.
Give you another word. And we'll give you like 30 seconds to try and figure out the movie. I would like you to buzz in using sound effects today. Michaela, what sound effect would you like to use as your buzzer?
Woohoo!
Perfect. Lindsay, now you get the idea, something in that vein. What sound effect would you like to use to buzz in?
Ding, ding, ding.
Excellent.
Good one.
See, you're good at this. You're very good at this.
A little intimidated now.
Everybody ready? Hang on, let me hit the dramatic music. This is perfect. Here we go. Sneakers. Skateboard. 80s.
Woo! Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
No.
Okay.
Sneakers, skateboard, time machine car.
Woo!
Michaela.
Back to the Future.
I don't know if I should let you answer twice, but I'm going to because we never really decided what the rules are. Yes, Back to the Future. Yes, Back to the Future. One for Michaela. First of three wins.
All right, here we go.
Weddings, rules, Vince Vaughn.
What? Woo!
Michaela.
Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers.
I swear to God, Lindsay, I did not get a cheating help. I just happened to be really good.
No, she didn't even know we were going to play.
You're probably way better at movies than I am.
I didn't even let her know we were going to play.
No, I really didn't have any idea, I swear.
Okay, ready? To zip Michaela. Ship. Necklace.
Woo!
Michaela.
Titanic.
Is it Titanic for the win? Yes, Michaela. Michaela with the 3-0 shutout.
Thank you.
The 3-0.
Lindsay, I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
No, I yelled my answer out instead of my ding, ding, ding. I've already
That's awesome. Well, it was really great seeing you yesterday.
Oh yeah.
And like I said,
it was so nice, right?
Yeah, we'll put a plan together and we'll get these shirts out and we'll just keep the story alive. It was very cool. Much love to everybody who was hitting us up on social yesterday, saying thank you for keeping this story going. because it would be really, and don't forget, there is a $50,000 reward that is out there for information that leads to the arrest and prosecution of whoever put Reba in the tub and left her by the grocery store down by Boulevard Mall. So somebody knows something. We'll find them eventually.
Yeah.
All right. You sound busy. Go have a great day.
Thank you, Linz.
All right. You too.
Linz, who might I admit is shorter than me, and that's the first time ever in the world. She's a little tiny girl.
I don't have anything. I can't add anything to that.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Paseo Verde Little League takes on Texas at noon today on ESPN. The winner will play for the U.S. title on Saturday.
Let's go, boys.
How about that?
That's awesome.
Only one other team from Nevada has ever gotten that far. The kids from Summerlin South back in 2014 when they just took over the city.
Yeah.
It was really cool. Let's go. Let's go, Hendo kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting. Oh, Aces tonight. Huge.
A big game, you said.
Oh, my God. Huge game against Minnesota tonight. That will also be on ESPN.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Teams, all of our teams on ESPN. Special 6:30 tip time. Yes, question?
The bigger the game, do you ever get nervous? I'm genuinely just curious. When you do the PA.
No,
you ever get nervous anymore?
No, I'm pretty fired up. I'm just pretty fired up in general.
Yeah.
It's just great. It's literally this job. I'm not trying to brag, Tara, but this job and that job, doing PA and doing this,
right?
It's all I ever wanted to do.
That's
and
awesome.
Yeah, so it's pretty good. Maybe I should have shot higher. Just saying. Maybe
no should way, have, you're killing
maybe
it.
I should have dreamed bigger because, you know.
No, I love it.
Hey, Tara, how tall are you, by the way? Because it seems Michaela's obsessed with these ideas right now. Because she's full of it. Go ahead, sorry.
5'8".
Yeah, Lindsay's. And by the way, Lindsay's way taller than Lindsay's.
Oh, yeah, right.
Lindsay's two fingers taller than Michaela.
No, she's not. You can check it out, 985KLUC. Also, 5'8 is a model height. You're a model, Tara.
Dude, you're.
Oh, thank you.
You're like. Yeah, oh, totally.
Yeah, supermodel.
Duh. And by the way, thanks to Tara, Silverado Ranch is on the board. They got their first win yesterday.
Yes.
And by the way, I just want to point out that you going, go look at our socials. I'm taller than Lindsay. That's like Will Ferrell in Elf. That you, it's forced perspective. You're closer. No. It's all BS.
What a
reference. It's all smoke and mirrors and camera tricks. It's, yeah. Will, yeah, don't even try with this. Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Ruel Ong on Durango and Blue Diamond. So what is that? What do we call
that? I call that Mountain's Edge. You want to claim Mountain's Edge, Ruel?
Yeah, I'll claim Mountain's Edge.
Yeah, I think it's Mountain's Edge to me.
All right.
You know, it's like Lindsay Bozak, she claimed Rhodes Ranch. Did she have to go through the security gate to get, you know, is she behind the walls of Rhodes Ranch? No. But if somebody goes, what part of town do you live in? Rhodes Ranch. Would you say Durango and Blue Diamond?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little bit closer to Rhodes Ranch area, that's why. So.
Oh. Well, what do you want to claim? You want to claim Rhodes Ranch or you want to claim Mountain's Edge?
Let's claim Rhodes Ranch.
Everyone wants the sign. Everyone wants the sign.
The Hollywood sign looking deal. I gotcha. All right, fine. Well, here's what's interesting. Rhodes Ranch and Sunrise Manor are tied for the lead with 9 victories apiece. So Ruel's trying to go with the winner. Mountain's Edge has 1 win. So he's trying to go with the winner and push them over the top. I see what's happening.
I'll be honest. I didn't know that. So.
Okay. Well, I'd say it's all fair. Buzz in with your name. First 1 to 3 is the winner. Your quiz master is Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
Press has begun for the anticipated movie Beetlejuice 2. Who originated the role of Lydia Deetz and will be in the sequel?
Tara.
Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder is correct. correct. She's not going to be in this one, though, right? Michael Keaton's going to be in it. Winona's not.
I could be tripping, but I saw Winona doing press with the other cast members, good. Including Jenna Ortega. So I'm.
See, that's why I thought Jenna Ortega was. I don't know. Maybe they're both in it.
Yeah, I think Jenna plays Winona's daughter.
I'm just excited.
Yeah, me too.
I don't care for Beetlejuice. Don't say it a third time. All right, the champ is up one zip.
This burlesque icon is moving from the Jubilee Theater to the Voltaire Theater starting September, at the end of September, for a new residency. What's her name?
Mariah Carey?
Ruel, hold on a second, brother.
Sorry.
You buzz in, and then we call. Yes, Ruel got in first. And are you sticking with Mariah Carey?
Yes.
Is it Mariah Carey?
No.
It is not. I really want to hit an...
Crap.
I'm bringing back the inappropriate buzzer. Do you have an answer, Tara?
I do. Is it Dita Von Teese?
Is it whatever she... Dita Von Teese?
Dita Von Teese. Yes.
didn't seem right. Yes, Dita Von Teese. Champ goes up too. You've got to get on it, Ruel.
Let me get my Google out.
I hear you, bro. No, you don't have time for all that. You got to know stuff.
This global pop star just celebrated her 66th birthday and is best known for hits like a Virgin. What's her name?
Madonna.
Tara. You're the greatest, dude.
He's trying so hard.
Tara got in first. And actually buzzed in, not yelling out answers.
Okay. Tara, How do you buzz in?
You just say your name. Yeah, you just say your name.
Okay, but she still
got in first. Tara for the win. What's the answer?
Madonna.
Well, it couldn't possibly be Madonna, could it? Yes! All right, Ruel, listen, we need to do this again. Seriously.
Yeah.
You're awesome. You gotta call in again. Just now that you got the hang of it. We'll try again another day, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you so much,
good
guys.
Job.
You guys have a great day. Thank you.
God, I love that dude. He's got a good energy.
Yeah, he does.
As the kids say, his aura is strong right now.
Ooh.
He really is.
That is.
And so is yours, Tara Crowley. Two wins for Silverado Ranch. Two wins for Tara. Yesterday she got Dane Cook tickets. Today, VIP passes for Common Kings at Downtown Roxham. For me, your Labor Day weekend is packed full of activities.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait.
I know. And we can't wait to see you again tomorrow to defend your title on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, all right?
All righty.
All right, hang on one second.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
It's just struck me. Didn't Eminem give his daughter a $7 million house for wedding gift? Wasn't that what it was, $7
million? I don't know.
I'll Google it.
Do you think that he went, well, I could just take it out of the account. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure he's got $7 million laying around, whatever.
Right.
But, or do you think he went, hey, Dre, I'm thinking about getting Haley this $7 million house for a wedding.
Uh-huh.
What do you say we bring Shady back out of the box and, you know, just throw out, give the people what they want.
Yes.
Just see if, let's just see if we can do it. B, I'll throw as many curse words as I possibly can into it. And then C.
We'll find Sherry Papini.
And we'll work in.
That's it.
We'll do a song about magic and disappearing, and we'll work in Sherry Papini, which is solid. $7 million, right?
I believe so. I'm trying to confirm the
It really doesn't matter, but I just wonder if that's how it works in Eminem's world.
Sure.
Where he just calls up Dre and goes, you know what? Let's give him a hit. We've been doing all this artsy fartsy stuff for me.
Yeah.
You know, all the getting out my feelings.
Right.
But what people really want is Slim Shady, and we've known this since 2005.
Just the idea of Eminem letting out his feelings.
Oh, God, that's all it's been since Stan. He was like, oh, this feels great. Yeah, putting out something fun. Now, please understand, I love Eminem. I'm not talking mess, even though it may appear that that's exactly
No, you're a fan.
I love Eminem.
Have you met him?
But I Yeah, but it was back in the early.
Got it.
It was early. You don't see radio people anymore. Are you kidding me? Who's taking the 177-second survey?
We got Angela Perez from Wagon Wheel.
Oh, Wagon Wheel's back in the chat. I love that. Hi, Ange.
Hi.
You ready for your 177-second survey?
I mean, sure.
All right. Well, sure. Yeah. Do you have a choice? Not really.
No,
you want the Dane Cook tickets or don't you? That's the question. That's question number one. Do you want them? Okay, well then you're taking our stupid little survey. Here's the first question. We did this for first pick earlier. You're offered $20 million. You can only spend money on things that start with the first letter of your first name. You only have 15 seconds to blurt out as many things as you can. What are you buying? Ready? Go! A. I'm buying.
Let me think.
Adrian wanted to buy an arena, which I don't know if you can do that for.
Oh, what a good idea!
But I don't know.
Well, antiques. Here then.
He also wanted to buy an
antiques.
Antelope.
Antiques. He also wanted to buy an. Oh yeah! If I got 20, if I got 20 million, I'm buying an antelope just so I can resell it. I don't care.
Who buys an antelope? I'm going to buy an army.
I'm buying an ape? Yes, I'm amassing an army.
I'm buying an army. I'm going to buy,
an army of apes.
Apples. A bunch of apples.
I want an army of apes. Yes. I want an army of apes. Michaela was getting monkeys smoking Marlboros with machetes.
Mm-hmm. So, In Malaysia.
Or she... I don't know.
Jeez.
It's hard. That's a hard game.
The pressure's on.
But there's got to be something really good. We had to have missed something really good with the letter A. We had to have, between Adrian and you. Yeah, I'd go on a big adventure.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, a big adventure.
It's more frustrating this time than it was last time.
Yeah.
This isn't as much fun.
An acne cure?
What?
What?
Acne cure?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, people need help.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
So into the medical business.
Oh, that's
great. Yeah, see?
Okay, let's do this.
Animals, and I'm buying a lot of animals.
Yeah, no, gotcha. Moving on. We were reading a thing. 4 out of 10 people don't wash their feet in the shower. Do you wash your feet in the shower, you filthy animal?
Yes. McKay. I wash my feet in the shower. You have to.
Oh, somebody just said an Aston Martin.
Oh, nice.
That's a good one.
That was a good one.
Good pull. Solid pull. Michaela has an admission she'd like to
make. I hate admitting this right now. I don't always wash my feet in the shower.
I don't always.
Why?
Okay, Angela, you're judging me right now, and I thought we were friends.
You're very short.
Well, it's...
Yeah, it's easy for you to get there.
I just feel like... Thank you, guys. I'm standing in, a puddle already. The soap kind of just falls down. It gets on my feet. And then I just go with it. Okay, I hear this.
It's like dirty butt crack soap.
I will literally think of you every time I'm in the shower dirty. Now, and I'll be like, oh, God.
Now, and the soap running down your legs.
Yeah, I'll be like Angela said.
As we learned, was dirty BC crow. dirty crack soap.
Dirty butt soap.
You have to.
That's fair.
You also said, when we talked about this, because then she asked me, I said, Michaela, do you wash your feet? She goes, not always, do you? And I said, no, not always, but I will now.
Yeah.
Because, now that we've admitted this. And then you asked me.
Do you wash your legs? Soap, hand, everything.
Yeah, with my puff.
Yeah, with your puff.
With my puff. Yeah. Yeah.
That a loofah puff?
One of those things. I wash my legs.
You do your legs.
And you don't?
Only when I have a spray tan and I have to scrub it off.
Oh, my gosh, I wash everything.
Yeah, me too. I think it's just below the knees. I'm like, I guess it'll I don't know why.
You shower like a dude. You shower like a dude.
Yeah, I've heard that guys don't wash their legs sometimes. I've heard that before.
Or arms. They say you're not supposed to because it's bad. The soap and the scrubbing is bad for your skin. They say you're not supposed to do it every day.
Yeah, in a bath I do. In a shower, rogue.
We're way over time.
Okay, well, some people think that in a bath you're sitting in your own...
Funk?
You know, everything you've already just got in, it's just lingering.
Yeah, you're a stew. You're a stew of your own funk. It's true.
Yeah.
It's funk stew with butt crack soap. All right, we got to go. Have fun at Dane Cook. And
thank you, guys.
Yeah, you need to call more often. Everybody who's been calling today, you need to call again tomorrow because you've been very, very good today. Everybody, hang on 1 second.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh, boy. Relationship rehab coming up in just a minute. Remember Matt from Monday? Matt was the guy who was dating somebody that he just happened to be in charge of at work. Then they told him, hey, Matt, guess what, dude? We're having a reduction in force. We're firing people. And then they hand him a list. Guess whose name is on the list? They didn't hand it to him. They emailed it to him. Mm-hmm. So guess whose name was on the list? The girlfriend. Then update, plot twist. In the middle of the weekend, suddenly he finds out that he's not going to be doing the firing. And then what's her biscuits?
She's not talking to him anymore. Yeah,
she goes radio silent.
So he has no idea what's going on.
He reached out last night, or he reached out yesterday. Anyway, there's an update. There's an update, and there's an update to the update. And I think there's a plot twist.
Really?
I think this whole thing is out of order. And at first, you know how we thought it was Matt's fault?
Right.
I think Matt's been set up.
No.
Yeah, we'll give you the rest of it in just a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
So, Matt on Monday, remember Matt was the guy who was like, oh yeah, everybody told me you shouldn't date people you work with. And then he was like, yeah, I don't care. Oh, actually, the way he brought it up was, yeah, I'm dating this girl at work. Oh, well, she works for me.
Right.
His company said, we're going to do, in our business, they call it a RIF, a reduction in force, which is just a really pretty, soft way of saying we're going to fire people.
Right.
And he got the list of people because he's a boss. He got the list and they said, just get ready. You're going to have to, you know, fire these. Here's the list of people. And guess whose name was on it? Then there was a flippy. Well, let me pick up the story here because Matt, we got an update from Matt yesterday.
Right.
Wow. Everybody, that's what it says. That's how it started. Wow. Everybody says you don't date the people you work with. Well, I guess I'm the poster child for that now.
Oh, man.
Tried to get Matt to come. He's been like, yeah, I'll do it. And then he panics last minute.
Yeah.
In all honesty, I said, dude, there's lawyers involved and stuff. Oh, did I mention that part? There's lawyers involved and stuff. So I said, maybe.
Yeah, just keep it in an email.
I guess I'm the poster child for don't date people you work with now. You were right when you said that there must have been a leak somewhere. Because all of a sudden, he gets taken off this thing. He gets an email where he gets taken. I'm pretty sure it didn't come from me, the leak. But literally in the time it takes to snap your fingers, my whole world imploded. He says, like I told you, I got an email saying I didn't have to worry about firing anybody because somebody else was going to do it. Mm-hmm. That came over the weekend. He had said that the girlfriend had gone radio silent. I reached out to my girlfriend to give her the heads up that a storm was coming. She went completely silent, ghost, gone with the wind. Then, here's the part we don't know. Then Monday morning, after I told you all that, I get called in, fired with cause, which means no severance.
No way.
For improper workplace conduct. And get this, says Matt. they had to give my now ex-girlfriend a raise and a promotion so she didn't sue the company.
You're lying.
I am not. I'm reading.
No, of course. I mean, what a turn this took.
So, Matt continues, why was she going to sue? Why is she going to sue? It's like she already knew something was up. I got a text from her that said, don't call me. Don't try to talk to me. Don't come near me.
Girl.
Ever. You know why. The only thing with that, says Matt, I don't know why.
No.
I don't know why. Maybe they told her that she couldn't talk to me or she'd get in trouble. But that doesn't sound right either. And I don't even work there anymore. So what could they do?
Right.
This all just sucks. And this is what got my brain going on this. Matt says, this is where you come in, 702-364-9898. VIP tickets for Common Kings, Downtown Rocks on Fremont Street, Labor Day weekend, Saturday, August 31st, next Saturday. Can't believe it's Labor Day next Saturday.
I know.
Matt says, and here's the question, and everybody, I know we're all just going to want to bleh. Do you think I just got played?
Oh my God, dude, that sucks.
I, up until now, I was thinking one way, and now, my goodness.
Yeah.
702-364-9898. Whether you want the tickets or not, we'd love to hear from you right now. Relationship rehab. Yeah. You think Matt just got played, maybe?
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. 98.5 KLUC.
This is my station.
Download the free Odyssey app for a chance at your share of $100,000 in this national contest.
I am flat blown away. I don't get blown away very often by a relationship rehab. I am blown away by it.
I feel the same way.
I didn't see this coming.
I agree.
I didn't feel this. I didn't, none of it. I was just like, man, this sucks. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And somewhere was there a leak on Matt's situation. He was a boss at work. He was dating somebody that worked for him. Okay, now we all know that's...
Yeah, not great.
Right, Loretta? We all know that's dumb. Right?
Yes.
But
yeah, sometimes, you don't poop where you eat. No.
Exactly.
But sometimes...
It happens.
Especially with dudes, you can't help yourself.
No, it can't happen. It can't happen. Just like teachers don't date students. Employees don't date... I mean, bosses don't date their employees. It's just a rule. There's too many other girls in this city.
Teachers don't date students might be a little
They're
more.
They're not supposed to.
But that might be a little more hardcore than...
It's like a...
No, it happened
like
in
college.
This,
like if you're in college and they're adults, they're still not supposed to date them. It's a scruple thing.
It happened in this building, though. It's happened twice in this building.
Did they get in trouble?
No. They got married.
Oh. I can't. Aww. Let's get together.
I got married.
Well,
I can't.
He was working for the wrong employer then.
Well, okay. So as this goes, so Matt's dating the girl. They're going to have a reduction in force. He's going to have to fire her. But then all of a sudden, she goes radio silent. He gets an email that says, you're not going to have to fire nobody because somebody else is going to do it. Ooh. Then they call him in and he gets let go. And with cause for improper workplace conduct, she gets a raise and a promotion. My question to you is, I don't know if this was her end game, but do you think that some version of this was her plan all along?
No, I think this is what she did to save her job when he let her know that the storm was coming.
He didn't get a chance. He didn't get a chance.
I thought he said he sent her a message saying a storm is coming. Watch out.
He reached out to her to give her the heads up that something was coming, but she went silent on him. She never replied.
That's when she went to HR instead and used their relationship to her advantage and said he was making, you know, passes at her or sending her text messages, unwanted text messages, and said she was going to sue them if they didn't get rid of him.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
The way I read into that.
If they got rid of her, they could say it was retaliation. she could say it was retaliation. So, they're going to get rid of her sooner or later. She's trouble.
True.
It's only a matter of time.
Michaela, what do you think about it?
I don't know. I feel like she's so calculated. I hear what Loretta's saying, but I think that, I mean, could it go as far as she literally dated the boss and then prepared to move on up by dating the boss?
Yeah.
And when that didn't work out, she cried harassment. Like, for her, it was always just climbing up the ladder. And when that, you know, that platform didn't work, she was like, all right, bye, harassment. I'm going to continue moving.
What a shock. What a shock. You and I share the same crazy conspiracy theory.
Yeah, because I can see that. Because this is wild.
That's exactly what I think happened.
Yes. And that's very unfortunately.
Loretta, hang on.
A normal thing. You date your boss to move up in the company.
We love Sage. Sage always tells us the right thing.
And we love Sage.
Did he get played, and to what extent?
I feel like he got played. I don't know. I didn't think at first he did, but then it came into my head. I feel like after getting that heads up, she definitely went for it. Try to get him fired up.
How's everything in the bathroom today? Good?
Yes, I'm getting my kids ready for school.
Okay, all right, you're busy then. We'll let you go. Thank you. No, you're okay. So Sage, that's another vote for played. Jennifer, did Matt get played, and to what extent?
I think he did. She left, it seems like he shouldn't have been the one that let her go. I would have rather seen HR do it, but it did seem like she was like moving up the ladder, definitely.
Somehow, and by the way, if he goes, well, I don't know where the leak came from. No, at some point he told. At some point, there's a number of people. What do we think about this? Oh, wait, we didn't screen you yet. Oh, sorry, hang on one second. I didn't know. I'm just pushing. The flash. Adrian's making hand signals to me in the other room. Just the flashy ones, I get excited.
Yeah.
The button's flashing. I pushed it. Okay. Michaela.
I did get a text.
Yep.
Samantha, who's been following the story since yesterday, said, absolutely agree. She did it. The timing was too good and 100% climbing up the ladder.
I'll even go even another crazy step further. Whoever he told or she told, at some point, this is the problem with dudes, is sometimes we trust the wrong people. And he wanted somebody to know.
Yeah. Okay. So yes, agree with this.
And if you want to take it full crazy, a full bucket of crazy, that she and whoever he told, like they're in this together.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way. But I think, I'm with you. I think she was trying to move it on up.
Yeah.
And that was how she was going to do it. It was fun. You know, she was having a little fun, but he was the key to her moving up one way or another. And I don't think she expected it to happen this way, but it presented itself and bang, boom. But yes, Matt got played. I agree. You don't do that. You don't where you eat.
Yeah.
And you don't tell it. If you do, you don't tell nobody.
That's what it is. Even if she did really like him and it wasn't originally climbing up the ladder, if he told somebody and people found out, she could be so mad that he told somebody when they had the agreement, they wouldn't say a word, that before anything could go down, she was like, let me take matters into my own hands. I'm just going to go straight to HR. Don't say anything.
All right, Steve, Adrian's vouched for you. Bring the heat.
So he got played. Definitely got played.
Yeah.
Definitely. Oh, my gosh.
To what extent?
Well, I got to say that she planned the whole thing. She planned it out totally.
I think so.
From the very beginning.
Very beginning. She was like, okay, I can move up.
Mm-hmm.
She planned it. Mm-hmm. She talked to, whoever. They said, hey, this is a good plan. She went and dated him, talked to him for a little bit and did whatever. And then she hung it up.
Yeah, I think
she was a con artist.
Yeah, a con artist.
Love it.
I knew you were going to bring the heat.
He did bring the heat.
Thank you, Steve. I think it was always, it was just going to be regular garden variety blackmail. And that's an ugly word. It's an ugly word.
Yeah, but it's used.
But it would have been, okay, here's the promotion. Here's the job I wanted. Da, da, da. And then when Matt, and then if Matt would have gone, well, I can't do that. She'd have gone, you better.
I'm going to HR.
One way or another. And then this whole thing happened. The only thing is that somebody else had to be in the know, because otherwise, because it does sound like she knew what was coming.
Right.
Because I'm not, Loretta said that when he reached out to give her the heads up that the storm was, I didn't get the impression that he got to tell her. You know what I mean? I think he was like,
it felt like she already knew.
Hey, I need to talk to you. And she was like, and she went radio silent.
And it could have been something as simple as another employee was like, hey, I hear they're making cuts. It looks like we're going to be the ones to go, just from a very random person who has no idea what's going on. And then she was like, oh, if they're even thinking about letting me go, I'll take matters into my own hands right now. Go there before I even talk to Matt. And it was over. Poor Matt. I actually feel bad for the guy now.
But isn't that okay? Once you're losing your job, survival of the fittest, you're going to do anything you can to keep your job?
Adrian.
Good to know, Adrian.
Play the Succession theme now.
All right.
You're right. That's so Succession.
Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, this is the dumbest thing we'll tell you all day. You ready for this?
Ready.
21-year-old woman in Florida. Nakia Davis arrested last week.
Yeah. In Florida?
In Florida. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course it is. Assault by ravioli?
No, okay.
Literal ravioli. The sisters were arguing, also shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Not just in Florida.
Sisters.
Nakia was mad because her sister brought home food but wouldn't share it with her.
Mm-hmm.
She was so mad. Girl was hungry. She was hangry.
Yeah.
She wanted raviolis.
Uh-huh.
Her sister wouldn't share the raviolis.
Mm-hmm.
So Nakia picked up the plate of raviolis mm-hmm. and threw it at her sister.
Okay, see, that's where everything was making sense to me. The fighting sisters, hangry, mad, the waste of a ravioli, I cannot accept.
Police were called. I'm calling the police. This is assault.
Oh, my God.
Come on. But when they showed up, the sister still had raviolis and sauce on her. Well, you got to preserve the evidence.
Yeah, obviously. You're not going to eat it.
Got to make sure. Nakia admitted throwing it. Look, I'm not mocking, but.
Right.
Nakia admitted throwing the pasta and was charged with domestic battery. A misdemeanor.
She got charged.
So she got a ticket.
Her got a ticket. Sister let her get a ticket
for throwing ravioli.
If that's not a sisterly relationship, I don't know what is. That makes it tracks and yet is so difficult to wrap my head around.
Yeah. And we wonder why the terrorists think they can win.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
This is straight nightmare fuel for me.
What?
One of my greatest fears is the house catching on fire.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Has that happened before? It's just something you freak out about.
Honestly, I think it's because when I was fourth grade, the house next door to us caught on fire.
Uh-huh.
The guy got out, but he fell asleep in an easy chair with a cigarette in his hand
mm-hmm.
and dropped the cigarette into the chair. And luckily he got out, but his whole house went up and it was, you know, feet away from ours.
Yeah.
And it freaked me out.
That probably freaked you out.
So 29-year-old woman in Kansas started her dishwasher before jumping into bed. Less than an hour later, smoke alarm's going off. Her husband runs downstairs. Huge fire raging in their kitchen. Turns out, bad dishwasher. And it malfunctioned, sparked fire.
No way.
Ugh.
Well, that's what you get for doing the dishes. No, I'm just kidding. Making a joke out of something serious.
But then You gotta have dishes. What do you do? Yeah. But we're those type of people that we'll start it before we leave the house.
Oh, for sure. You finish cleaning the kitchen. Everything's in the dishwasher. That's the last thing to go.
Yeah.
Press on.
Yeah, let's go to Costco. Good. Get more crap to dirty up the kitchen all over again. It'll be great. They got their two kids out. Everybody's okay. Firefighters did save the house, but there's so much damage, like from the soot and whatnot, that because it was an electrical fire, and that makes it even worse, they won't be able to move back in for at least 6 months.
That's crazy. Oh, God, that really is scary, though.
Mm-hmm. I don't have anything else to say to that other than...
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
A minute ago, we were talking about these people. Their house burned down because their dishwasher malfunctioned in the middle of the night. And I said, well, I was always scared. To this day, having the house burned down, having there being a mystery electrical fire, something that you can't plan for. You know what I mean? Something just happens. Nah, your house burns down. Just seems like one of the most, that and drowning are the two most terrible things ever to me. You were more interested in what?
Well, this goes all the way back to the fourth grade for you.
I think that was it. I never thought of it until you just asked me why.
Yeah, no,
if the house had caught on fire.
I'm going to invoice you for therapy.
Yeah, sweet.
Later today.
Will you also come over and wash our dishes? Because I'm never using that thing again. My wife might tell you that I already don't.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings
on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, a little bit of quick research on the internet. The guy who invented the chemistry behind glow sticks did that in 1962. The first glow sticks, I believe, were produced in 1971. I just looked really quick.
Yeah.
So when were glow sticks invented? That's what I came up with. Here's the important part of this. The guy who invented them did not know that they were popular at concerts and festivals until 2013.
Until 2013?
Yeah. So it says 71, 81, 91, 2001, 2011, 40 some odd years later.
What did he think they were doing with the glow sticks?
I don't know.
Because consumers were still consuming. God, I love glow sticks.
Yeah. Well, and it's probably one of those deals, too, where the company that he worked for, you know, like he didn't make any money off of them. The company did. He worked for the company, so he didn't see any of that. So he didn't probably care. And then somebody went, yeah, man, you could have made a lot of money off that because glow sticks at concerts and everything. He's like, hey!
40 years later.
Yeah.
Wow. Probably.
This can I do a morbid one? Can I do one that's really not? This is not pleasant.
I'm ready.
Okay. Are you ready? No, this is not nice. When Milton Bradley invented, there was a guy, Milton Bradley.
Yeah.
He invented the game of life in 1860. Now it's just called, you know, life. One of the possible outcomes was suicide. 2024, you're not doing that. Mental health advocates would lose their minds.
You're 100% right.
You're going to go protest right now, aren't you?
No, the game of life Milton Bradley made.
Yes. One of the endings.
One of the options was suicide.
Yeah.
And this was what year?
1860.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's before the Civil War.
Yeah, you can't cancel.
The world was rough.
If it happened before a Civil War... Can't cancel that. Yeah, but 2024, done for.
Yeah, now I just do the same thing. I just flip the board and walk out where this game's over. This game is over. I'm sacrificing everybody.
It's done.
This is done. It's just
God,
done.
I'd love to do a game night with
this
you.
Show. You know, now I think is a good time to just maybe pull the ripcord on this
flip
one.
Flip it over.
It's solid. We're halfway through the week. It's good.
Yeah.
Think about this. You make it through today. If you do a regular Monday through Friday, you make it through today, you're 60% done. 60% done.
Yeah.
That's solid.
Now that's inspiring.
Hey, Aces have a giant game tonight against Minnesota. Breast Health Awareness Night at the house. KYAL Cancer Fund, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get there if you can find tickets. Huge game for the Aces. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us collectively at 985 KLUC.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. And be sure to check out the Unlikely podcast on that free Odyssey app.
Yeah, which I really don't know how he's still working here, because he's such a big star in that arena. And I don't even know how we're keeping him, but I'm just trying every day not to make him mad.
Yeah.
That's all. I just want him happy.
Walking on eggshells over
here. Happy. Why are you guys scared of your producer? Don't ask. Don't mention his name. Don't talk about don't look him in the eye. Just Michaela Gordon.
Meanwhile, he's like, here's Michaela. So go ahead. Just kidding.
Yeah, go. No, really, go.
M-I-K-A-L-A-H Gordon. Find me at Fat Blue APM. That's it.
What?
No, I'm nervous.
What is going on?
Like I said, probably a good time for us to find the exit. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, this is the dumbest thing we'll tell you all day. You ready for this?
Ready.
21-year-old woman in Florida, Nakia Davis, arrested last week.
Yeah. In Florida?
In Florida. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, of course it is. Assault by ravioli?
No, okay.
Literal ravioli. The sisters were arguing, also shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Not just in Florida.
His sisters.
Nakia was mad. Nakia was mad because her sister brought home food but wouldn't share it with her.
Mm-hmm.
She was so mad. Girl was hungry. She was hangry.
Yeah.
She wanted raviolis.
Uh-huh.
Her sister wouldn't share the raviolis.
Mm-hmm.
So Nakia picked up the plate of raviolis mm-hmm. and threw it at her sister.
Okay, see, that's where everything was making sense to me. The fighting sisters, hangry, mad, the waste of a ravioli, I cannot accept.
Police were called. I called the police. This is assault.
Oh, my God.
Come on. But when they showed up, the sister still had raviolis and sauce on her. Well, you got to preserve the evidence.
Yeah, obviously. You know, you're not going to eat it.
Got to make sure. Nakia,
I might, though.
Nakia admitted throwing. Look, I'm not mocking, but.
Right.
Nakia admitted throwing the pasta and was charged with domestic battery. A misdemeanor.
She got charged.
So she got a ticket.
Her sister let her get a ticket
for throwing ravioli.
If that's not a sisterly relationship, I don't know what is. That makes it tracks and yet is so difficult to wrap my head around.
Yeah. And we wonder why the terrorists think they can win.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
This is straight nightmare fuel for me.
What?
One of my greatest fears is the house catching on fire.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Has that happened before? It's just something you freak out about.
Honestly, I think it's because when I was fourth grade, the house next door to us caught on fire.
Uh-huh.
The guy got out, but he fell asleep in an easy chair with a cigarette in his hand
mm-hmm.
and dropped the cigarette into the chair. And luckily he got out, but his whole house went up and it was, you know, feet away from ours.
Yeah.
And it freaked
me out.
That
probably freaked you out.
So 29-year-old woman in Kansas started her dishwasher before jumping into bed. Less than an hour later, smoke alarm's going off. Her husband runs downstairs. Huge fire raging in their kitchen. Turns out, bad dishwasher. And it malfunctioned, sparked fire.
No way.
Ugh.
Well, that's what you get for doing the dishes. No, I'm just kidding. Making a joke out of something serious.
But then... You gotta have dishes. What do you do?
Yeah.
But we're those type of people that we'll start it before we leave the house.
Oh, for sure. You finish cleaning the kitchen. Everything's in the dishwasher. That's the last thing to go.
Yeah.
Press on.
Yeah, let's go to Costco. Good. Get more crap to dirty up the kitchen all over again. It'll be great. They got their two kids out. Everybody's okay. Firefighters did save the house, but there's so much damage, like from the soot and whatnot, that because it was an electrical fire, and that makes it even worse, they won't be able to move back in for at least 6 months.
That's crazy. Oh, God, that really is scary, though.
Mm-hmm. I don't have anything else to say to that other than...
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
A minute ago, we were talking about these people, their house burned down because their dishwasher malfunctioned in the middle of the night. And I said, well, I was always scared. To this day, having the house burned down, having there being a mystery electrical fire, something that you can't plan for. You know what I mean? Something just happens. Nah, your house burns down. Just seems like one of the most, that and drowning are the two most terrible things ever to me. You were more interested in what?
Well, this goes all the way back to the fourth grade for you.
I think that was it. I never thought of it until you just asked me why.
Yeah, no,
if the house had caught on fire.
I'm going to invoice you for therapy.
Yes,
later today.
Will you also come over and wash our dishes? Because I'm never using that thing again. My wife might tell you that I already don't.
Yes. The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, a little bit of quick research on the internet. The guy who invented the chemistry behind glow sticks did that in 1962. The first glow sticks, I believe, were produced in 1971. I just looked really quick.
Yeah.
So when were glow sticks invented? That's what I came up with. Here's the important part of this. The guy who invented them did not know that they were popular at concerts and festivals until 2013.
Until 2013?
Yeah. So it says 71, 81, 91, 2001, 2011, 40 some odd years later.
What did he think they were doing with the glow sticks?
I don't know.
Because consumers were still consuming. God, I love glow sticks.
Yeah. Well, and it's probably one of those deals, too, where the company that he worked for, you know, like he didn't make any money off of them. The company did. He worked for the company, so he didn't see any of that. So he didn't probably care. And then somebody went, yeah, man, you could have made a lot of money off that because glow sticks at concerts and everything. He's like, hey!
40 years later.
Yeah.
Wow. Probably.
This, can I do a morbid one? Can I do one that's really not, this is not pleasant.
I'm ready.
Okay. Right. Are you ready? No, this is not nice. When Milton Bradley invented, there was a guy, Milton Bradley.
Yeah.
He invented the game of life in 1860. Now it's just called, you know, life. One of the possible outcomes was suicide. 2024, you're not doing that. Mental health advocates would lose their minds.
You're 100% right.
You're going to go protest right now, aren't you?
No, the game of life Milton Bradley made.
Yes. One of the endings.
One of the options was suicide.
Yeah.
And this was what year?
1860.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's before the Civil War.
Yeah, you can't cancel.
The world was rough.
If it happened before a Civil War... can't cancel that. Yeah, but 2024, done for.
Yeah, now I just do the same thing. I just flip the board and walk out where this game's over. This game is over. I'm sacrificing everybody.
It's done.
This is done. It's just
God,
done.
I'd love to do a game night with
this
you.
Show. Now I think is a good time to just maybe pull the ripcord on this
flip
one.
It over.
It's solid. We're halfway through the week. It's good.
Yeah.
Think about this. You make it through today. If you do a regular Monday through Friday, you make it through today, you're 60% done. 60% done.
Yeah.
That's solid.
Now that's inspiring.
Hey, Aces have a giant game tonight against Minnesota. Breast Health Awareness Night at the house. KYAL Cancer Fund, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Get there if you can find tickets. Huge game for the Aces. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us collectively at 985 KLUC.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. And be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast on that free Odyssey app.
Yeah, which I really don't know how he's still working here because he's such a big star in that arena. And I don't even know how we're keeping him, but I'm I'm just trying every day not to make him mad.
Yeah.
That's all. I just want him happy.
Walking on eggshells over
here. Happy. Why are you guys scared of your producer? Don't ask. Don't mention his name. Don't talk about it. Don't look him in the eye. Just Michaela Gordon.
Meanwhile, he's like, here's Michaela. So go ahead. Just kidding.
Yeah, go. No, really, go.
M-I-K-A-L-A-H Gordon. 5 FM Blue APM. That's it.
What?
No, I'm nervous.
What is going on?
Like I said, probably a good time for us to find the exit. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, a little bit of quick research on the internet. The guy who invented the chemistry behind glow sticks did that in 1962. The first glow sticks, I believe, were produced in 1971. I just looked really quick.
Yeah.
So when were glow sticks invented? That's what I came up with. Here's the important part of this. The guy who invented them did not know that they were popular at concerts and festivals until 2013.
Until 2013?
Yeah. So it says 71, 81, 91, 2001, 2011, 40 some odd years later.
What did he think they were doing with the glow sticks?
I don't know.
Because consumers were still consuming. God, I love glow sticks.
Yeah. Well, and it's probably one of those deals too where the company that he worked for, you know, like he didn't make any money off of them. The company did. He worked for the company, so he didn't see any of that. So he didn't probably care. And then somebody went, yeah, man, you could have made a lot of money off that because glow sticks at concerts and everything. He's like, hey!
40 years later.
Yeah.
Wow. Probably.
This, can I do a morbid one? Can I do one that's really not, this is not pleasant.
I'm ready.
Okay. Right. Are you ready? No, this is not nice. When Milton Bradley invented, there was a guy, Milton Bradley.
Yeah.
He invented the game of life in 1860. Now it's just called, you know, life. One of the possible outcomes was suicide. 2024, you're not doing that. Mental health advocates would lose their minds.
You're 100% right.
You're going to go protest right now, aren't you?
No, the game of life Milton Bradley made.
Yes. One of the
endings. One of the options was suicide.
Yeah.
And this was what year?
1860.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's before the Civil War.
Yeah, you can't cancel. The world was rough. If it happened before a Civil War, you can't cancel that. Yeah, but 2024, done for.
Yeah, now I just do the same thing. I just flip the board and walk out. Where this game's over. This game is over. I'm sacrificing everybody.
It's done.
This is done. It's just
God,
done.
I'd love to do a game night with
this
you.
Show. You know, now I think is a good time to just maybe pull the ripcord on this
Flip
one.
Flip it over.
It's solid. We're halfway through the week. It's good.
Yeah.
Think about this. You make it through today. If you do a regular Monday through Friday, you make it through today, you're 60% done. 60% done.
Yeah.
That's solid.
Now that's inspiring.
Hey, Aces have a giant game tonight against Minnesota. Breast Health Awareness Night at the house. KYAL Cancer Fund, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get there if you can find tickets. Huge game for the Aces. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us collectively at 985 KLUC.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. And be sure to check out the Unlikely podcast on that free Odyssey app.
Yeah, which I really don't know how he's still working here because he's such a big star in that arena. And I don't even know how we're keeping him, but I'm just trying every day not to make him mad.
Yeah.
That's all. I just want him happy.
Walking on eggshells over here.
I'm happy. Why are you guys scared of your producer? Don't ask. Don't mention his name. Don't talk about
it.
Don't look him in the eye. Just Michaela Gordon.
Meanwhile, he's like, here's Michaela. So go ahead. Just kidding.
Yeah, go. No, really, go.
M-I-K-A-L-A-H
Hurry
Gordon. 5 FM Blue APM. That's it.
What?
No, I'm nervous.
What is going on?
Like I said, probably a good time for us to find the exit. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.